Real people.
Real celebrities.
Real talk.
Join the Breakfast Club.
Blast off in your
weekday morning, 6 to 10.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne God. We are the Breakfast Club. Special artist, special guest. He's been here so many times now. He's part of the family.
I told y'all I'd be right back. Boosie Bass, baby.
Album stores right now.
Album stores today.
Go and you get in it New right York now. On the album release day, too.
Right.
You got your New York. You got your New York gear on and
right,
everything.
Right. Wow. The city rocking with me. Everywhere I'm going, the city rocking with me like Boosie. Yo, Boosie, dog, we rocking with you, homie. Like,
that's the New York voice.
Yeah.
York.
I'm like, yeah.
Louisiana ain't mad, though. Like, man, you should be here. Man, y'all,
nah, it's bigger than Louisiana, man. Yeah, that's my state, but it, you know, it's big old business now. Yeah.
Absolutely. Now, I was listening to the album, man. I like the album.
Appreciate it, man.
Window of My Eyes. Did right. you write that in prison?
Yeah, I wrote that in prison.
Okay.
Yeah, I wrote that in prison. I wrote that, matter of fact, one morning coming from the kitchen, I wrote that.
Now, is that like a metaphor for like it's time for you to wake up?
I done already woke up.
Okay.
You know, like me coming home and seeing what's out here for me. I been woke up. I was woke up when I beat my trial. I was already woke up to be, you know, a better person and smarten up, you know.
Now you talk about in that song about a lot of people turning on you.
Right.
Did that happen to you a lot? Because you mentioned it a couple times in the song.
Yeah, a lot of people turned on me, man. I had dudes turn on me. I had my side chicks turn on me, you know.
Well, they're side chicks. Come on, Boosie.
They're not supposed to hold you down.
They're not your wifey.
Loyal,
nah,
you thought side chicks was going to be loyal.
Nah, but you got to do something. Like, you know, like.
Respond to a letter?
but we had better relationships than, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was a friend is a friend, even if you're a lover.
Right.
A friend, if you're a friend of somebody, you're still a friend to him.
That's interesting. I wonder if I was somebody's side chick and he went to jail, if I'm like, well, that's his main chick's responsibility now.
I don't know. It depends on how much you whooped.
Man, okay. You got the song Spoil Me now. So was that what you doing to them side chicks? You give them money? Something back. I done bought you all this stuff. You can't do this for me while I'm at
it. I like to go shopping. Yeah. I ain't going to say I ain't never did it. I like to go shopping and if I'm with a chick, you know, like, we rocking, you know, we getting it on. You know, I like her to have nice things, too.
Now, on that record, too, you talk about how you reflecting in the cell, and you realize you're blessed. You got more than everybody else, but you said none of that mattered at that moment.
Right, because, like, it you probably don't know until you get in it, but, like, if, just say you're in prison, even though you're financially straight, your kids have everything. Without their daddy, they Christmas not right.
Right.
Without their birthday, they Christmas not right.
Right.
Like, I used to have to send my homies for daddy day to school. You know, everybody else eat with their daddy. My kids got to eat with their homies.
Damn.
So, it's just the presents that mean more than anything, really, like, financially and all that.
Watching your Touchdown to Cause Hell documentary and seeing, like, your daughter come running up the stairs and go crazy, you know, when you got out of jail the first time she saw you, those moments are absolutely amazing.
Right.
And people always say, you can tell Boosie got such a great heart just by the way you treat your kids and the people around you and the way you've always in your lyrics written about things that are happening. Like, right now, everybody's talking about the cops and police brutality and all that, but those are things you've always made.
Oh, yeah. I've been telling you how they've been, you know, acting all crazy in my community. It's just... Now, you know, they got camera phones.
Looking back, though, when you see yourself younger, before you went to jail, and you was like, at the police, suck my D, and all of that, are you like, man, what was I doing?
That was just making it harder for me. You know, I was kind of wild, you know, and a lot of that stuff I brought on myself by being so showing guns every DVDR. I brought a lot of that on myself, you know. I wouldn't do that no more.
Could you tell these guys that's doing it now all on Instagram and Facebook something, please?
When you get indicted, they will use it. And you know what jurors want? It's hard for an attorney to go in there and fight and try to make you look like a regular mojo when
all they gotta do is pull it up on
you know. You know. You Rambo.
Right.
Now, last time you was here, you said you regretted doing the record after the police because, like you said, it made it hard for you.
Yeah.
On this record, you got Hands Up.
Right.
How you feel about this one? You think this one gonna be?
I think it was more of a less direct than after police. You know, after police was like it's all our way for everybody, every all the police, but now it's basically focused on on the ones who doing dirt, you know, because I got a cousin, man, on my dad's side, he a police, and, you know, he ain't no bad dude, you know, he ain't no hater, he ain't no racist, he ain't nothing like that. So basically, it's just for those who committing the crimes and got that in their heart that they gonna do it again.
And plus, now you got facts to back it up.
Right, like, yeah,
now
right.
Now you see why I was saying that before.
Right, yeah, now you see.
Now, you know, on the album, right, one of my favorite joints, I love the intro. Yeah. The reason I love the intro is just bars.
Right.
And I don't think a lot of people get to see that side or look for that when they hear Boosie.
Right.
So when you hear that, it's like, that's what I want to hear. That's what I love. Just bars, no hook, just I'm just gonna eat these guys' kids' heads off
for right. That was my idea, man. I said I'm coming in straight on the bar tip, you know, and let them know that I'm back, man. Like, I'm back.
Would you do more remixes with people, especially dudes that I love to hear artists on remixes because I love to hear their take of different songs. And we don't really hear that much from Boosie like that.
Basically...
Too expensive?
Nah, not really. Basically, when I hear a remix, I usually reach out to people. I'm a hustler.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't wait for people to call me like, you know, like, you want to get on this remix? Nah, I hear a big record. Man, let me get on that remix. You know, so even if they decide to or not, I tried,
mm-hmm.
you know, so basically that's what it is. But every remix I get on, you know, like, I do my thing, you know, like, I'm doing them on the shows right now. I'm doing a Jet Fuel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing a Me and Meek Mill record.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, you know, to Cut That Chick Off remix record.
Right.
Whatever I get on it, I'm going to bless it, you know. Mm-hmm.
Now you have 19 songs on this album.
Right.
And a lot of features.
You could cut about four though with the features.
Now, I'm sure a lot of people were hitting you up though because they wanted to get on this album.
Right. A lot of people wanted to get on this. A lot of people wanted to collaborate with me, and I wanted to collaborate with a lot mm-hmm. of people. So by them getting on my albums, you're gonna see me on a lot of albums also.
It was like you wanted to get everything in that you could.
Yeah. But it's not gonna stop here because. You know, I'm trying to drop another album in 7-8 months.
Now, I feel like
I'm ready right now.
Some of the records I hear, I feel like Atlantic said, just do this for us and put it on the album.
Two records.
Okay. What two records?
I basically had creative control over the whole album. Mm-hmm. But I'm always a person who willing to listen to me.
Which one? The one with Chris Brown?
Yeah.
Hey, which one? Let me see. Which one? Another one? Probably. The Ross one was kind of maybe.
Nah.
Not the Ross.
That was me and Ross in the studio.
What was the other one Atlanta did? Chris Brown or which one?
All I Know.
I like All I Know, though. All I Know hard.
All right, so that was a good decision, by the
way. Yeah, All I Know.
I like the song that you did for your mom, too.
Right. I'm sorry record. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was pretty deep. That's what I do. I make deep music. Real music is back. May 26th today. Real music is back in the world. Boosie Badass.
See, I like this Boosie. See, for a while, people couldn't touch Boosie and really speak to him. So they never really got Boosie's personality.
Right.
So it's like you just see, you hear the music, but you never really got to touch him, especially here on the East Coast. We never really seen Boosie. So I like Boosie coming out here more and spitting more and coming to the Breakfast Club more, man.
Because you are doing your first show in New York. How come you've never had it before?
I don't know. They might have thought I couldn't fit the bill here, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is. You know, I've been doing shows in Baltimore since 2003.
Right.
And that's not too far from here, I don't think.
About 3 hours, 2.5 hours.
And I'm the king of Baltimore, so now I'm just trying to come in and lay my foundation in New York with real music. You know, I'm trying to connect with these artists and out here and, you know, get featured on these records out here and show them that I'm the real deal, you know?
Now, Angela, you mentioned the I'm Sorry record. What made you feel like you had to apologize to all your family and friends?
Really, I just felt like I had to apologize because I've been messing up so damn long, man. Like, especially with my mom, man. I've been getting in and out of stuff for a long time mm-hmm. as far as putting my mama through stuff.
She's a teacher, right?
Yeah, she retired now. But I put my mama through a lot. I put my family through a lot. I put a lot of people through a lot by being in that situation.
Right.
I put a lot of people in a lot by being in that situation, so I had to make a record like that, and I said I wanted to be, you know, a big record that people be like, damn, man, he touched me with that record.
Now, Mercy on My Soul, that sounded like you was ready to get saved like Webby on that record, man. Like, you sound fully aware of all your sins, and it sounds like you won't forgive me.
I know what I done wrong.
Now, you asked for forgiveness. Now, what would you change? Like Charlamagne said, what's the one thing that you would say I would change regardless?
I'll probably change being drawn into the streets so heavy, like, you know, if I would have probably been in this situation I'm in now as far as success if I would have been left the streets alone and said, man, this is where I'm going to rap. Mm-hmm. You know, 04, 05, 06, I was, you know, selling records, but, you know, I was still halfway in the street and halfway in the, and so you don't do this. You don't go to the top when you do that. So it's either one way or another. So basically, I would have been more rap ready and not street ready coming through in my processing. And I'd be way up right now.
I'm glad you said that, man, because I feel like it's impossible to be a real street dude and be a star. Because keeping it real street is kind of like keeping it criminal. So how can you balance both?
With being a real street dude, I feel like you balance it on your reputation as far as in the streets. You're not in the streets no more.
Gotcha.
You have a reputation that lasts in the streets as you're a real dude. With your music, if you me, all you really doing is spitting what's going on in the world and spitting what you seeing through your eyes.
Gotcha.
So,
I guess I mean most of the people that act it out. Like, you see them on Twitter putting hashtag in their gang.
You say about Chris Brown, really.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Probably, you know, Pyro Blood and this and that. And I'm going to shoot you when I see you and flashing their guns.
Nah, that ain't no good work. That, you know?
Yeah.
That ain't no good work, you know. Then they got them gang laws so heavy now, bro. They,
yes, sir.
In these cities, man, they throwing away 16, 17 dudes at a time, mm-hmm, just for posting stuff about gangs. And these dudes not even really living like that, no gang. They just
on Instagram,
they just copying people. You know, they might have had a couple fights here and there. But nah, they ain't enough for no Rico, but hey.
They're locking them away for a long time.
Yeah, man.
Now, also watching the documentary, I saw when you were on house arrest and you weren't supposed to leave and you went and did a show anyway.
Right.
And ended up getting 4 years.
Right.
For something like that. What was going on in your head? Did you think the judge...
Well, I had did four shows that I wasn't supposed to go to.
Mm-hmm.
The
judge was just going to not do anything, or you didn't think you would get that much time?
I thought he'd hit me with like 6 months or something like that, an extra 6 months. I knew he'd do something, but 6 months on a drug charge, that I went number 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
So I had 4 shows at like 30, 35 a piece, so I went and got that bag.
You gotta get that bread.
So I go get that 150.
So you was like, listen, I gotta get this money for my family. A little right. 6 months is nothing, but you didn't think it was gonna be 4 years.
Nah, 4. But I was still on a drug charge on that 4. I wouldn't have did number 16 months.
Right, okay.
But, yeah, he socked it to me.
Do the probation officers and judges understand?
And the bad part about it, we talking about third offense marijuana, like,
right.
Damn. You know, no probation. I never was on no probation.
Mm-hmm.
No rehab. Right. You know, I wasn't allowed help. I'm boosting bad.
Right at. In.
I'm going straight to the pen.
Hey.
It's cold, man.
Do you think the judges and parole officers understand that it is work for you to go do shows?
Right, right. I'm at it right now. Fighting with these people about me traveling across the country and stuff like this. Like, this is my job. This is what I do. I'm not a dude just saying he rap.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm
yeah.
a licensed entertainer. I get checks, man.
Yeah.
And I just don't like that how they put a foot over our head when we on paper. You know, it's all bad for getting into trouble. But they just go like overboard, man, with us letting us travel and feed our family, man.
Did the DA really have tears in their eyes?
Oh, yeah, man. Your charges? Nah, it didn't. Not the DA, the prosecutor. The
prosecutor.
Yeah, the prosecutor.
Really?
Yeah.
He really wanted you.
She.
Oh, she really wanted
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Damn. But what, though? This is...
I guess I was the, you know, they wanted me bad, man. They was snatching up everybody, snatched up all my homies. They just wanted Boosie bad, man.
Now, on Mercy on My Soul, you say it's hard for you to get up for church. Why is it so hard for you to get up for church?
I said back then, I'm saying that was my wrong, you know. Gotcha. I could smoke purple all night for hours, but can't get my tail up for church a couple hours.
Yeah.
You know, that was real. You know, I could stay up all night, but when my auntie come knock on that door, tell me, come on. You know, I'm turning over. Yeah, even when she leave, I wake up like, man, I know I could have went to church.
Yeah.
Then now I'm trying to send somebody to the church to pay my tithe.
You go now?
Nah, I ain't really been going, but by me being in prison, like, I'm closer to God.
Got you.
Like, because some people can go to church and not even be close to God.
Very true.
So I'm closer to God now, so... Like me, I go to church when I'm talking to him, I feel like, you know, but sometimes I pop through there and not, but I haven't really found a church yet.
You also say on that record, people know your wealth but don't know your struggle. Explain that a little.
Because a lot of people like that. When once you build yourself as somebody who's getting real money, every hand that's out not supposed to be given. Because that's the only reason they hand out. Period. You're going to have people around you. It's up to you to decide who he a leech and he a real dude. All
right.
But that's basically it. People know your wealth.
Mm-hmm.
They don't really care about you as a person. That's how I feel with a lot of people. You know, that's life. That's even with you. So even if you got friends, you done had some shites to people.
Absolutely.
Come around you.
They don't say how you doing. Hello, what's up?
Yeah.
Hey, what can you do for me, man?
What we eating today?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But then you have a joint Like a Man.
Right.
Now explain Like a Man a little bit.
Like a Man was just one of them records I just wanted to stick my chest out in. You know, it was just one of them records I was like, I'm a tough guy. That was one of them tough guy records I wanted to put out. Just saying, you know, everything I did it like a man. You know, that was just basically explaining who Boosie is as a person.
And who people should be, because you tell people that if you get caught or something happens to you, you should take your responsibility like a man.
Right.
And you say on that record that they used your lyrics against you in court. Does that make you question what you rap about? Because you ain't really hold back on this album.
Not at all.
It don't really make me hold back. It make me hold back as far as making the name for the song or the type of record directed at certain people.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as me spitting my story, I ain't holding back my story.
Because the record Retaliation sounds very incriminating.
Right.
How much of that story is true?
That story, I ain't gonna say it's true nothing because of but the Retaliation
it's a story.
It's one of them. I was just trying to touch everybody on this album.
Yeah.
And that Retaliation, that record, you know, when you lead a funeral, man, you know, and you mad, and you know, it's Retaliation time. So that was basically one of them Young Gunna records.
Absolutely not. The record of No Juice, you said this dude was supposed to introduce you to Dr. Dre. Well, you said Dre. Was that Dr. Dre?
Yeah, Dr. Dre.
Explain the story for people that don't know.
Oh, well, I had a dude I used to be rocking with out there in Cali, and this dude was selling me so many damn dreams. About Dre. He got Dre on speed dial. He could never get Dre always out the country. So after a moment, I was like, you lying.
This was before the deal or while you was on?
Nah, this was before the deal.
Well, where did you meet this guy?
Nah, he was like a Cali plug for.
Mm-hmm.
It was the Cali plug with the, you know, everything we get out there.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever met Dr. Dre?
Nah, I ain't never met Dre. Okay. You need to send me one of them tracks, though. I'll bless it. He already know that.
Mm-hmm. You also wanted to be in general population.
Yeah. I wasn't feeling like, you know, like I was in a cell damn, 3 years, man. I ain't finna sit in no cell no more. I'm beat my murder case.
Mm. Right.
Like once you a rapper, though, you have the opportunity to sit in solitary confinement or go in population.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going in population. I'm going to live, you know.
Right.
Now, who are you talking about on Hip Hop Array, man? You was calling out rappers that be lying and they rhyme.
Everybody,
the way they
a lot
dress.
Of people.
I wasn't really calling out nobody. It was just one of those records when me and Webby was loaded in the studio. Mm-hmm. And we like, man, we finna go at the whole game. We just finna talk some crazy, you know. So I just say, Hip Hop Array. Hip Hop Array, you know. You know, so
rap game in general.
Yeah. Just the rap game in general. Everybody like different from us. We was just going hard.
Why do you think artists feel the need to be street? It used to be just rappers, but it seemed like everybody feel the need to be street now. Rappers, singers.
I feel like they be trying to get that crowd, man. I be feeling like they be trying to get that gangster crowd. And that I be feeling like they want to know what that gangster image feel like.
Mm.
That's what I think, you know. For people that want to be gangster, ain't nothing cute about being gangster. You know, ain't nothing smiling about saying you're a gangster. You know, because most gangsters be dead. You just lucky if
Absolutely.
You're a gangster.
Do you you feel like you and Webby have a different relationship now than you did before you went in?
Nah, we don't have no different relationship. That's still my homie. We need to get in the studio, but I'm just grinding, bro. I'm grinding so hard, and I'm just waiting on him to get ready, and we're gonna go make another big record together.
Okay.
Now, Black
Heaven. Now that he's saved, he's not gonna be changing his content.
I don't know. I
Webby you should have put Webby on Black Heaven since he's saved.
Webby say, "Damn, that water cold."
Now, black heaven, you done went and segregated heaven, man. There's nothing but black people there. That's something you really believe?
Nah, I don't believe that. I just had to make a song for the black important people.
Word.
Basically, I was riding down the interstate and I was listening to Thug Mansion from Tupac. Mm. And I say, man, I got to put together me a deep record like this. And I just went on in and I got to writing it, man. The beat came about and I got to writing it.
What made you get the Coles, man? You got Jay and Keisha on it.
I just wanted J. Cole on the record. I wanted to squeeze him on the record before the album was done. I was like, man, I got to get J. Cole on the record. Cause J. Cole just dropped, man. I got to get J. Cole on the record. Mm-hmm. And I had Keisha on speed dial, so I just hit Keisha. Keisha, I need you on the record. Right. And it was done.
Have you been to Dubai before, man? Because on All I Know, you said you was on a camel in Dubai.
Nah, but I'm going.
Okay.
Nah, but I'm going. Nah, but I'm going. I've been cross seas.
It's
Europe,
all
France.
Entertainment, police. It's entertainment.
I won't go so bad. When I was in jail, I used to look at all the gold buildings over there and stuff like that. So that's my dream. I just got to holler at they ready for me to come over there, man. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, to get some money. There? That's the problem. Mm-hmm. I got to talk with the judge on me going over there.
You heard about all them Instagram models that be getting doo-dooed on for trips to Dubai, right?
They be getting what?
The damn Arabs over there, the princes and stuff, yeah. They be hitting them up on DM on Instagram, send them contracts, be paying them $20,000, $30,000, and they go 50, over there and get 000. Like literally on.
$50,000.
Dead ass serious. I know girls right now that got contracts.
Hell nah.
You never known on anybody, right?
I'm
just checking. I don't know what people are into.
Out right now.
Wait, there was another thing that you wanted to do, have twins now.
Yeah.
Have you gotten anybody pregnant with twins yet?
No, I'm just really trying to find the right girl. Okay. You know, I already got my sperm froze, so I just got to find the right girl and put the twins in her.
It's really froze for real?
Yeah, I just got to find the right girl and put the twins in her.
Put the twins in her?
I just got to find the right girl.
Why you ain't do that as part of your album package? That could have been like a prize. Have Boosie's badass.
Buy this on iTunes. Get this Boosie's badass.
That could have been part of a prize package.
Boosie's badass twins.
I just want to find somebody who's just understanding, man. You know, like, I just need to find it. Fine, man, baby mama, who gonna let me do me? I let her do her.
That might be a good ass reality show.
Well, yeah, hold on. All your baby mamas get along with each other now and everything, and they let you do you.
Yeah, they let me do me, right. But I don't want the same baby mother. No, I don't want the same.
You want another one?
Yeah, I want another one.
That's gonna be six.
Yeah, so you don't still mess with none of them?
Nah, I'm not sexually involved with none of them.
Okay.
Like for real. Like, I know you looking like, come on. Now. But
you
like,
know, all guys smash their baby moms now.
For real. Like, we barely see each other. Like, I mean, we in different states.
Mm-hmm.
Really, we got the bond for taking care of our kids together, and we doing that real good. So.
How do you see all your kids? You got what?
He bring them on the road.
All of them, it's the summer, all of them in Atlanta with me now.
Okay.
So, they be everywhere with me. They travel everywhere on the road with me. So.
The oldest one is 13, right?
Yeah, 13, finna be 14.
A female?
Yeah.
Uh-oh, she's about to start dating and everything. She got
Hey, no, that's a good... Speaking of daughters, how she got her name, I feel like every man with a daughter should let his daughter hear that record, man, to scare the hell out of him.
For real.
Was that based on a true story?
A couple of them. Of them was based on girls in my hood.
Yeah.
I just switched the facts up a little bit.
Gotcha.
But most of them were based on girls on my project, really. Mm.
I think we need to really think this reality show through. This could be a dope-ass reality show. Have it set up like Flavor of Love, a bunch of girls... all vying to get that frozen sperm.
He don't want one of them girls that's going to sign up for that show.
That could be big, man. No.
Man, that is kind of big.
That could be big.
Hey, show no. Man, you about to gave me an idea.
I watch it every week.
I ain't never
you
seen that.
You about to gave
concept.
Me an idea. Had the girls in the mirror. Ooh, them babies will look good.
Yes, man. Yes.
You ain't gonna lie.
That'll work, man.
Yep.
Yeah. We got to figure that one out.
Working title. Have Boosie's twin.
Badass. Yeah, we can do it.
Women coming there at birth with the Latango.
Webby helping you choose
where
the girl.
Where my nephew's at? Yeah. Where my nephew's at?
The last show got to be a live show and let all your fans choose a girl.
Yes.
I'm with it.
You gotta think about
it.
That one. I like that one.
I'm with it.
That's a hell of a rating.
Album in stores right
oh my
now.
Gosh.
Right now, go
Touch
get it.
Touchdown to cause hell.
We appreciate you for joining us as usual.
You already know. And we at the what you call them tonight?
Webster Hall
tonight. Boosie Badass.
Yeah, I'm gonna be there. Envy's gonna be there.
That's right. Boosie Badass is the Breakfast Club. Good morning.